You're listening to Primitive Intelligence Podcast. So this is going to be the second part of episode 3, I guess.
Welcome back.
Thank you for listening. I'm Kurt Zitzelman.
I'm Rocco.
And, Just Rocco. So we got another hour. If you aren't sleeping yet from the first part of episode 3, I guess we go into memories in this one. A lot more reminiscing in this second half.
I'm curious to listen to it myself.
I know, I forget what we were talking about.
I don't even remember.
It'll be interesting. So thanks for listening, guys. Let's get back into the episode. This is the Primitive Intelligence Podcast.
Thank you.
So, yeah, your stairs are a interesting, I wouldn't say sociological, but physiological experiment.
Yes.
Because you took the carpet off the bottom of three stairs.
I started taking the carpet off.
Yeah.
Because whoever had this house before had gorgeous old hardwood, like 100-year-old hardwood, and decided to put this light blue pastel carpet down. And I'm one for red, rather something nice, you know, something classic. And I started ripping it off. Just, you know, because I have to paint anyway, so I might as well rip the carpet off. And yeah, when you're going up the stairs, not so bad.
Yeah.
When you're coming down, for some reason your body knows. Your body
exactly
goes
exactly where that step should
be. It's like carpet, and then you hit that spot and you're like, and your body's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that eighth of an inch difference where the carpet would be, and your foot just for that eighth of an inch as it's coming down goes, holy shit, we're falling. Yeah.
I actually think that for me, I think that my body thinks that you're actually at the bottom level.
Because it feels the wood.
It feels the wood.
Hmm.
And the only reason I say that is because I've had an issue at my parents' house the one day when, for the longest time, forever. They used to have air conditioners and in the garage, and I'd have to take them in and out every year. And
you still do?
No, but take them from...
Oh, the garage.
Wherever, down to the garage. Okay. And the one year, I was taking the one, and my father wanted to change the one from the upstairs to the basement. And it's, what would you call it, like a split ranch? Some I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it's
a
newer
ranch.
House. It's newer. It's, like it's a couple decades old. Anyway, so I'm leaving the upstairs, and there's like 7-8 steps, and then another couple, two, and then another couple, three or four, and I'm going down.
That's Grant and Dunmore lingo. Couple, two, tree.
And when I get down to where I think is the basement, is that last level, I had another step. So I went down two steps carrying like possibly 10 to 15 year old air conditioner.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So ever since then my body's like, what the fuck are you doing? Because it's I just instinctively get paranoid. I didn't hurt myself, and to this day I don't know how I didn't hurt myself.
Yeah,
because I went down two steps and I didn't fall, but I put all the weight.
Like, dum, dum.
No, I went free.
Oh, you stepped. Missed a step.
Right. I stepped off of one.
Oh, yeah. How did you not, like, blow out a knee or...
God, or my back.
Your back?
I have no idea.
Fall on your face?
It's one of the luckiest things that's ever happened.
Wow.
Because I went down. Right. I basically put my foot out and went down.
Like there should be floor there.
Yeah. I went down two steps in one shot carrying an air conditioner.
Wow, that sucks. I've done that. I mean, not carrying an air conditioner, but yeah, that's a scary-ass feeling, too.
Yeah.
When you think there's ground there,
and there's not.
Nothing.
Yeah. So ever since then, like shit like this, my body's like, what the fuck?
I come down off a ladder thinking I'm at the bottom rung and I'm not.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah, like you're like a rung up off the ground, like, whoop! Because you got no safety belt when you're coming down the ladder.
Yeah, ladders, I'm not really. A ladder, I don't mind being on a ladder.
Yeah, you wouldn't like my job.
After a certain point, I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference. Being on a ladder that's on the side of a house or attached to something, there's something in front of you.
Oh,
you know, you can see it. When you're doing cable, you've got a ladder that's got two hooks on it.
Yeah.
That you put up and you hook onto a piece of wire you can't see. And it's hanging there. There's nothing in front of you. And if you're doing what we call a mid-span, so you got to run a cable from the pole to the middle of the line to the house. Well, now that strand, it looks nice and stable when it's sitting up there, but when you put any kind of weight on it, it wants to move.
Mm.
So now you got a ladder that's on hooks hanging from the strand, and you're climbing up the ladder, and it's swaying like a foot or two in either direction, and you're just up there for the ride.
Yeah.
And you're trying to work. You can't really have your hands on the ladder, so...
You're balancing yourself on your feet and your knees.
And you're standing there, and the whole thing's going back, and the wind's blowing, and it wants to slide. Because we're in Scranton. There is not a square inch of level land in this area.
Or crackless pavement, or...
Right. Ungraveled soil. It's just danger everywhere.
Yeah, I did. When I was landscaping, we had a, I think it was 10 to 12 foot wooden ladder. And it was not a new wood. It was used every day.
Yeah.
And anybody who's been on a wooden ladder,
they suck.
You know that they get broken in. And
then
these
break.
These things move and they give.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You shift your weight a little bit and you're swaying. You know, and if you're like, you have a gas-powered trimmer in your hand, and you're on unbalanced ground, and you just shift your foot like an inch just to move, and it just starts going.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do I... That's me calling. And you're like, how do I balance and regain without letting go of this gas trimmer, without cutting a finger off or hitting your leg?
Or dropping it on the child down there playing? Or
I hope there's no kids.
People let kids do stupid things.
I have had to jump. The one time I made it down, it started to go, and I think I made it down about halfway. I mean, I think I was probably about 4 or 5 steps up.
Wow.
And I jumped.
With the gas trimmer.
Because it was going. Yeah. Nothing happened. It's like, you know, and I landed fine, but it's just the shit you got to do. You want to make a wage, you got to work.
Can I get this gas trimmer moving fast enough that creates lift and slows down my descent?
I actually still have. These things would, because they're used. Anyone who uses equipment like that, they start to. I don't want to say they start to go, but the trimmers will move on their own because it just starts to.
They wear out.
And. You're holding that with one hand doing something, and you accidentally bump your leg. It's not like it's not moving. You're going to clip yourself.
Yeah.
So I know I have some scars on my legs because it might not cut through the skin, which has happened.
No,
but it'll give you some really awesome blood blisters.
Yeah, huge welt.
Oh, yeah. And then there was a one time that it clipped me, but it wasn't powerful enough to go through, so it stuck.
Oh!
And I hit the kill switch pretty quick, but then I kind of basically had to squeeze my skin between the two lights. Oh, the shit you do when you have to earn a living.
Yeah, I remember doing landscaping when I was younger. Family friend, he had a landscaping business. As soon as I turned 14, I'd get more working papers. He hired me.
Nice.
So my summers were just working, and that's how I bought my first car. You know. And you've done it. It's not, even if you're just cutting grass, it's not easy work.
No.
But we had these old Sears Craftsmen.
Oh, God, those are heavy as balls.
Riding and push mowers.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you got the riding mower. There's some areas where you couldn't use the riding mower. And you know that they had like a little flap on the back to stop.
Yeah. Well, this is when Craftsman was made in America.
Yeah, but it didn't stop rocks.
No.
And around here, there's a lot of rocks.
Yeah.
So you're pushing the lawnmower, and you're like...
That's where you gotta wear boots.
Yeah, but when it comes up, like, in the middle, right under your kneecap, and a rock flies up, and it will take you out. You'll just be like... Boom! Your face first in the ground, and you're doing the whole Peter Griffin, like, ah!
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah. Oh. Like, what is that, a splinter? No, that's a rock.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've got so many marks on my legs from that. And then they're just all laughing at you, like, ah, hey, he got bit by the lawnmower. He'll use bastard.
What a good memory is sitting in the truck, and you have something sticking in your skin somewhere. You know, could be wood, could be metal, it could be stone. On your break, of course, or lunch, and you're not beforehand. Because you got to keep going.
You're eating your sandwich, or someone's pulling a rock out of your leg. Yeah,
and you got like a knife. Or like the edge of like a trimmer.
You can hear the bone on the blade.
And it's like.
Yeah. You can get that.
Like, oh, I got it out. Nice.
It sounds something a little bit like this. Yeah, not the keys, but you hear this sound on a...
Yeah, yeah. Like, what the fuck is that?
You know, like, what is, oh, that's just the blade of my bone. I can get that out of here. There it goes.
I got a... one year I was cleaning something. It was late in the year. And I grabbed a handful of crap just to throw in the truck. Because we were cleaning, so you're just doing your fall cleanup. And I think it was a thorn, and it was from some thorny tree. And I went... It was... In cartoons, when you see light and stars,
yeah,
that's real.
Yeah, that's real.
That
is real.
People might not realize that. I saw it, and I stopped dead. And I had the shit in my hands. I went, okay, and I put the shit in the truck, you know, throwing it in whatever I was throwing it in. And I looked at my hand, and I had this thing buried in my thumb. And I pulled it out, and the tip was broken off, and it was deep. So there was a tiny little piece in there. And I was fucking sucking the thumb, and I was working it with my fingernail, and I got the little piece out, and I'm like, okay, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Put a piece of duct tape on it.
Yeah, tape.
That's what you do.
Yeah, piece electrical of, tape or duct tape.
Piece
yeah.
of duct, and then I kept going. And then the next day, I started to, you know, a little sensitive. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then the next day, there was a giant blister, like the entire size of my thumb, centered around that one spot. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to be good at all. And then it turned into a blood blister. And I must have got infected a little bit.
Yeah.
The entire thing was a giant blood blister. And eventually that entire patch of skin died. I'm like, I wonder what the fuck. I'm like, I wonder what plant that was.
Yeah.
Because it must have had some kind of poison or something. But yeah, I mean, for a while I had this giant quarter-sized piece of just... I don't want to say scarred, but it was just a quarter on my thumb.
Wow.
That was just a different color because it was regrown.
Yeah. Well, I still got a scar on my thumb right in the joint right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not Italian, but I talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah.
I'll make these gestures.
Mm-hmm. That's regional talk.
Yeah. And I had an X-Acto knife in one hand.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Yeah. And I was talking and I made like... this kind of gesture, I put my hand, yourself? And I stuck the X-Acto knife right in. I felt it go.
Christ.
I felt it go through the skin and in between the bones of my thumb, right in the joint.
Oh, my God.
Right in there.
Thunk. Nice and cold.
Yeah. Yeah. And I let go, like, immediately. And it's just sticking out of my thumb, going, you know, waving, like, bup, 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 like back and forth. And I'm like, there's blood streaming down my thumb.
Yeah, you're like, that's not good.
I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. And now I got to pull that out.
And there's gonna be a lot of blood then.
And there's no like easy way to pull a knife out of the joint of your thumb. So I pull it out and I cried a little. And all I did was I took like I was building a model or something, you know. So I just
wrapped
some
it up.
Tape.
Yeah.
Not even like just like scotch tape.
Yeah, you
like,
just wrap it up.
It'll be fine. I should have got stitches, gone to the hospital. You know. And so I left it. And for about 6-7 months, if I would go like that, even
start bleeding.
No, it would my whole like from my thumb all the way up my forearm to my elbow would go numb.
Oh, your nerve.
Yeah, I hit a nerve. So if I hit it, it wouldn't hurt. It would just go numb. Big boom. I could almost hear it. My arm would vibrate.
Oh my God.
And then I definitely did nerve damage.
I have a scar on this left thumb, on the outer edge. It's kind of faint now. For a while I was kind of into trying to do bonsais.
Bonsai, oh, I remember when you were doing that, yeah.
Because it was kind of relaxing. I mean,
what happened to those?
I don't really have any. I gotta get some more. But my parents have. My grandfather planted a pear tree, which is supposed to be a tiny little miniature.
Do you have it's a little miniature partridge?
Well, no. But I went back the one year and I was doing some research. I'm like, and you know what it was? I think it was that damn Kevin Costner movie Waterworld, where he had those little trees and plot, and I'm like, I should have a little miniature pear tree. And I was
that in the, movie ruined a lot of lives.
I went to the back of the yard not an X-Acto knife, but it was one of those heavy duty razor knives, not a box cutter, but a razor knife.
Yeah.
And I, you know, here's I'm like, ah, oh, here's a good piece sliced. Here's another piece sliced. I'm like, okay, that's good. And then I'm like, oh, I'm like, here's the perfect thing for a bonsai. And I get my thumb up there, and I'm working it, and I'm like just going nice and slow, whoosh, right? And it went faster than I thought, and I went through the branch, because it was only a tiny, like what, like not even a half inch thick.
Yeah.
Through the branch, right down the side of my, and as soon as it happened, I dropped everything in my hands, because all I felt was the cold of the metal, and I grabbed my thumb, and I'm holding my thumb this real tight, bad. And I'm like, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, like I feel cold. All of a sudden, the cold started going on. I'm like, oh, no cold. All of a sudden, here's boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, okay. It's like boom. And all of a sudden, you can hear your heartbeat louder and louder. And then it's all of a sudden in your ears, and you're like, okay, I'm going to have to. Cause I'm holding my finger tight because I know. So I'm holding my finger. I'm going to have to let go. And I'm going to have to. Not only am I going to have to let go, I have to open it to see how deep it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, all right. And I'm like, and I let it go. And I just barely, because it's on the side of my thumb. So I just barely opened it with my other thumb. And I went skin layer, skin layer, skin layer, red layer, white layer. And I'm like, no layer. It was just like a hole. And I'm like, and I quickly just put it back together.
Oh.
And then I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I can't tell my parents. I'm not going to tell my mom because I wasn't living there.
So much trouble. I was in so much trouble.
Well, I wasn't living there. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go in the house. And I washed my hands. And I was like, oh, you all right? I'm like, hey, I just got to look up. And then I'm holding it. And I wrapped it up with some paper towel. And I don't remember exactly what I found at the time, but I wrapped it up with something else. And then when I got home, duct tape again. I cleaned it off and I rinsed it. Which, if you hit that layer of your skin where there's white, when you see white, water is incredibly painful.
Yeah.
I mean, incredibly.
Yeah.
So
it's not meant to go there.
No. And, I had to wash it out. So I had to open up that wound and wash it out because I didn't know. I mean, the blade isn't meant to be
sterile. Yeah, it's not sterilized. It's not, yeah.
And then I did that, and that was very white hot pain. And then I put it back up, and then I put some Neosporin on the outside, and I wrapped it up I put like something next to it, and I wrapped it up with duct tape, and I left it like that for a couple of days.
And then that's the man thing to do. Yes. I'm just gonna let that go. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bleeding anymore. It didn't hurt. So then after a day or two, I kind of I'm like, this has to heal. So I peeled it back, and it was still tender. But it healed, and it, honestly, it did a really good job. You could see a faint little scar.
Yeah, you let the body do its thing.
Yeah,
I have knees. I have rocks in my knees from a go karting accident.
Yeah,
we built a go kart. Yeah, we built a go kart. Neighbors and myself, and we put way bigger engine than was designed for this little go kart. We took.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, my neighbors. Father had like these leaf blowers that had like 14 horsepower motors on them, and the go-kart was only supposed to have like a 6 or 7 horsepower, so we took that apart and we put the 14 horsepower leaf blower motor on there. And it, you know, they have the little centrifugal clutches that well, when they're idling it won't go, but when you hit the gas it'll go. Well, this thing was so powerful that when you just started up, there had to be somebody in the driver's seat because it would just go. The truck clutch would just immediately. And of course, you know, we were I was probably 15 at the time, so we're all like, well, the gas station down the street sells that racing
fuel. God. Like, well, one of the worst ideas.
Yeah, it's like green. It looks green Kool-Aid, like the gasoline is actually green.
Yeah, it looks like antifreeze.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you put that in there, and we clocked it in my friend's car, going uphill at 50 miles an hour. It was a go-kart. It had 8-inch tires on it. It was doing 50 uphill. So we blew the motor up.
Well, that
because it wasn't meant to do that.
You got to push it so hard.
Yeah. So it's like up the hill from the house, and we just hear like the one kid like, "Oh, it died." So we all run up like a pit crew. There's like 5 of us, I think. We all run up the hill. And we, with a sledgehammer and a piece of wood, we pull the top off. We hit the cylinder with the piece of wood with the sledgehammer to break it free so it will roll.
Yeah.
And then we all get on the go-kart.
As you would do as a kid.
As you would as a kid.
As you would.
And ride it down the hill.
Yeah.
Right? So, not a problem. There's the kid in the driver's seat. There's two kids on the front sitting on it. And there's no suspension you got to worry about. And then there's me and another kid. No, me and two other kids standing on the back. And I'm on, like, the passenger side rear. Right? And the kid in the driver's seat decides, oh, it'd be funny if I kind of shook the wheel back and forth and see if I could make people fly off.
Well, that sounds like fun as a kid.
Oh, as a kid, yeah, it's hysterical. So, of course, he starts rocking the wheel back and forth. And me and the one kid, we're standing on either side of the back of the go-kart, we go flying because we've got very little to hold on to. And we're on the very edges. So we're like, whoa. And I watch him. He goes off first. And I don't know how he did it because we're moving forward. He went off backwards, did a reverse backspin, and spun backwards going down the hill. Right? I don't know how that works, but he was spinning uphill going downhill. He's like, ba-dum, ba-dum. And of course, he's just like, you could hear him like, burp, burp, burp. And I went off on the right-hand side of the go-kart, and we were probably doing 20 miles an hour. And I ran. And I'm taking, like, the big jump and, like, dream flying steps.
Because you like, think, you're like, I can
make it.
This.
All I got to do is make it to the grass. Yeah. And then if I bite it there, who cares? And I'm like, one step, two steps, three steps, and I trip up, of course, because you cannot run. I don't care how good you are. You can't run 20 miles an hour. I don't care how hard you try.
At some point, your feet go behind you and your face goes in front of you.
That's what happened.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah. And I went up and I came down and I landed right on my right knee. And now, you know, around here in the winter, they throw down
cinder. Yeah.
So out in the country where there's no shoulders, it's just cinder, like inches of cinder. And I hit the ground on my knee and I heard the jeans just rip.
God.
And then I felt the rocks going into my knee.
And they're still there.
Yeah. And well, some of them. So we go over to my neighbor's house, and his mother's like plucking rocks out of my knee.
I've done that.
And I'm punching the wall every time she's doing it. You know, and I'm not telling my parents because they'll never let me come hang out with these guys again. But yeah, so there's still rocks in my knee.
I don't think I have any rocks. I mean, I have calcium deposits where from jumping in and out of trucks. I do have some graphite. Or it could be lead. I don't know which hand is it in? It's this hand, my left hand, from Mr. Wizard, that bastard. From when I was a kid, there was this one Mr. And anyone who was out of the age, I'm sure YouTube is just loaded with Mr. Wizard
stuff. Oh, I'm sure you can find him.
He was a science host. I guess he was a teacher too.
He was a modern. Yeah, for his time, he was ahead of the.
But He didn't. He wasn't like lame. I was gonna say gay, but I don't want to offend anybody. He wasn't lame like anybody today is.
For the day, I mean, if we watch him now, you'd probably be like, "That's pretty gay."
No, but he talked to kids like they were adults. There was none of this. I mean, like we were talked to back then. But anyway, look it up.
I just pull up on YouTube. And
there's
all
some hilarious.
Place. Yeah.
Like, look
Mr.
up, like,
Wizard's a dick. Like, is the first one.
Mr. Wizard is a dick is a great, great one. You have to look at that. When we're done, you have to look at that.
Yeah, I've watched it, actually. I've seen it.
It was. And now, here's another thing. For any kids out there listening, there's these things called records where they had grooves in them and a hole black. In the center.
They're made out of vinyl.
Yeah. I have two record stories in my entire life. One was a Captain Crunch story. Now, everybody's going, how is a record and a Captain Crunch cereal related? Well, there was a time when they used to have not only little prizes inside of the box, they'd do promotional shit. So they had, and I swear to God it was Captain Crunch, and they had a record. It was, and this is high tech at the time. Plastic record, square, and you had to rip it off of the back.
I remember those.
Goddamn, you right?
Yes,
I remember
those.
But the things they didn't tell you, and now you couldn't do it.
They're filled with cereal crumbs. No.
They can't, for one reason they don't do it now is because I ripped that off of the back, and it was like they couldn't really perforate it, but when you tore it off, it made an edge.
Yes, it was like a saw. Sharp. It was like a saw. Yeah, you could cut with it.
And I sliced my hand open.
You could actually cut wood with those because I did it.
Yeah. And that was the one record story. The second,
like a Chinese fighting star. He could throw it.
Yeah,
you
square.
Could cut somebody. Yeah.
And the second one was Mr. Wizard, and he had this episode.
Not an episode, but yeah.
What'd you call
him? A show, a series. Yeah, an thing. Episode. Yeah.
Where.
Segment?
He show a segment.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Yeah, segment.
I'm still brain dead. It's Friday. Catch me tomorrow or Sunday, and I might be able to be maybe more articulate. And there was this point where he goes, you can play a record without a record player. And he goes, all you need is a pencil. And those are the little yellow things
with lead in. Yeah, right with.
And
with your hand.
A pin, a piece of tape, and a piece of paper. And I, God knows how old I was, like kindergarten or between, you know, I don't know. Like
this
six,
is before
seven,
they put like
years.
Ages on stuff, showing be attempted by children 12 years old or older.
And he shows you how to do it. And I'm like, well, that's a good idea. So I get a record, and I get a pencil, and I get a little tiny little pin, and I get a piece of paper, and I roll the paper up. Like a megaphone end, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
You put the pin in it, the piece of tape, so there you go. And the last step was putting the pencil through the hole so you could spin it like a top and put the pin in the groove. Makes a lot of sense.
I got you, okay.
The one thing they didn't tell you is when you're holding the record...
Don't push the pencil through into
and
your hand.
And you're pushing the pencil through, it's going to stab you.
Common sense
hand.
Now, but as a child, yeah.
When you're a young kid, right. So I stabbed myself in the hand, and I pulled my hand away, and there was a piece missing. And I'm pretty sure I got some of it out, but there's still a faint. There used to be actually more significant, but I'm sure that graphite or God knows if it's lead. I mean, back in the 70s, it's probably lead. Coursing through my blood.
Lead, yeah, could be lead.
So after, like, how many decades, it's faint, but it's still there. But, yeah, that is still a spot that I owe to Mr. Wizard. Because and I did spin the fucker, and it worked.
Did it work? It did work. So at least you went.
It
you
worked.
You saw it through.
I finished.
You
I saw it through.
Okay. Bleeding and everything, but you're like, son of a bitch! I'm gonna listen to this record.
And at the time, I didn't care. At the time, I was like,
as a kid, you didn't care.
Yeah. At the time, I went, I'm not bleeding. Gonna do that again.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Now you can't do shit like that.
No, somebody'd be sued.
Right. At the time, I was like, I cut myself, ma, and I suck your hand, and you spit the blood out, and you move on.
Back then. It didn't matter. You just did whatever.
Back then in the 70s.
You're missing a finger.
Their idea.
Fix your gloves now.
Their idea of shit was Mr. Uck stickers.
Remember those?
Mr.
Yuck.
This is highly toxic in every country on the planet. You put a sticker on
Don't drink it.
Don't drink it.
Yeah.
If you drink it, you're an idiot.
Mr.
Yuck sticker.
Mr. Yuck
on.
Actually, remember the animated version?
I don't think
he
I
made
do.
A noise.
No, I don't remember that.
And maybe this is just in my head, but I remember seeing like an animated like I remember the it was like the black circle with the green face in there, and he was like,
yeah.
But that's the noise he made. It was like this, maybe that could just be in my head. I had a pretty active imagination.
Wasn't it the same artist that did the Mr. Yuck as those commercials now that do the car? There's a car commercial.
Oh, what would for the Ford C-Max. That was a that was like a like an after school special. It was just the line, the character and the ground and everything was all the same line. It was a continuous line.
And he'd walk and
yeah,
move.
And he never said anything, but he made noises
similar
like,
to Mr. Yuck.
You get
actually,
in the car and
that up right
yeah,
now.
It could be the same person. It could very well be, but I think it was like the after school special or the Saturday morning something that was on. I remember it was always like a short.
It was very short.
Very short segment. Now it's a part of a commercial.
It was like that.
Different voice now, but
the same
person.
Thing as that weird yellow guy who did the hankering for a hunk of cheese. Remember those weird things like those kind of things?
I do remember those.
They were trying to get kids to eat but healthier.
Yeah, but healthier back then was...
It was cheese.
Stop drinking paint and eating paste.
That's lead paint. Don't chew on those chips.
Don't chew on those chips.
Yeah. We did this to you,
eat
but
McDonald's.
Don't do
it's
it.
It's better for you.
Yeah. Don't play in the asbestos. Eat a cracker.
It's covered in the asbestos you just rustled up.
Yeah. Here's some lead and some toxins.
Remember when McDonald's Happy Meals used to come in the plastic containers? I remember getting one that was a UFO. Plastic? Yeah, it was like, but it was so, the food was so greasy.
You're blowing my mind. I know. I haven't remember thought those? About that since then.
Yeah. And then you start putting everything in the cardboard. But I remember getting one, it was a UFO with the food in it, and it was so, the grease was so nasty that it ate through the plastic.
Well, I should have told you something right there.
Well, I was a kid, I didn't know any better.
Yeah, you don't care.
I didn't. Yeah, exactly, I didn't care. But see, my family, and now I doubt anybody in my family will listen to this, but if they do, they will, you know, because this is something we quite often talk about when we all get together. My father used to, we'd go to McDonald's, and we'd all get like a hamburger, maybe not even a cheeseburger, but a hamburger, which at the time was like 15 cents.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'd get one order of small fries for us all.
Each get like a fry.
Well, yeah, you get fries. Like a fry or two if you're lucky. Actually, and now I look back and I go, he was doing us a favor because we'd probably all be dead.
I'm almost positive that I've had that UFO Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Because I want to say that I tried to fly it like a Frisbee.
And it did not work. Huh. I tried it too. It just kind of went and fell apart. But I remember getting like these plates. I remember as a child having Ronald McDonald plates.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the one had like Ronald McDonald like watering a garden, and around the edges said like April showers bring May flowers. And then one had like Mayor McCheese, and I don't remember what that one said. One had like, remember Birdie? Grimace. Remember Birdie?
No.
The big dumb-looking bird.
Mine had Grimace.
I had a Grimace one. I had like four or five of them. I remember having them as a child. I don't know whatever happened to them. They're probably worth money.
Now I remember Birdie.
Yeah, yeah, Birdie. I think that was the character named Birdie. It was a
big weird bird.
Yeah, had a like an aviator's hat. Yeah, it was weird.
But that all goes back to like H.R. Puff and Snuff. Stuff.
Yeah.
Snuff. And those weird 70s programs that were all made by, you know, men in their 30s.
Who were stoned. Yeah.
The Bugaloos. God, if anyone out there is younger than us, look up the Bugaloos.
like we're the last. Like, no one was born after us. No, if anybody out there might possibly be younger than us.
If for some reason you're younger than us and you don't know what the Bugaloos are, look up the Bugaloos.
You think the Teletubbies are fucked up.
Right. Yeah. And like we said before, we don't do drugs, but if you smoke pot, you should probably watch
the Bugaloos. Yeah, you should be watching the Bugaloos.
And what the hell was that other one, though? Dragon and the one with the flute, the talking flute. The kid had a flute in his pocket that talked.
Oh, I don't remember what that
was.
Oh,
my Lord.
I remember the talking, remember the car? It was like a beach buggy that it was like.
Oh, that was a cartoon.
Yeah, it was a cartoon.
That was like the Scooby-Doo.
It would do like live action.
Yeah.
Like they'd vanish into another realm and it'd be live action, but the car wouldn't talk in the live action.
But it had to, but yeah, I remember that
one. Yeah, I don't remember how that was called.
Speed buggy.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, there was also the. They got.
Let's go, guys.
They also did the cartoon with the shark. But they got, not Curly, but his fat clone Joe doing the voice of the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, at least. That's what I
remember. But he tried to talk like Curly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sounded like somebody trying to rip off Curly, but it was a shark.
It was a shark. Yeah. I remember that.
God
damn.
Yeah, there was, and then the Great Space Coaster, which probably people might remember from Family Guy. But the Great Space Coaster.
Wow.
Good Gnu's.
Good Gnu's.
With Gary Gnu.
Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's always Good Gnu's.
With Gary Gnu.
With Gary Gnu.
Yeah.
Shit I remember, we used to have.
WPIX.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The Saturday afternoon matinee, I think they called it. And it was usually one of three movies. It was Them.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah. And if you've never seen Them.
Look it up.
Yeah. Always creep me out. What was the other one they always showed? Them? That was the one with the ants, right? The giant ants. There was the one with the...
And there was always from the side shot where you never see the full ant.
Yeah.
But people would be screaming and all of a sudden like a big claw would come in.
Yeah.
What was the other one they were always showing?
Probably the Pod People. Oh, yeah. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Yep. And then there was something else. It was like
The Blob.
The Blob.
You know what? Blob. We should look on Netflix to see if The Blob's there.
The original Blob.
The original Blob. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I really would like that. I wouldn't mind that at all.
And that was when we had like three channels.
Yeah.
That's all you got. Because you had an antenna at black and white Hitachi TV.
Now, I got to ask you this.
That always smelled like burning electronics.
Hitachi. Oh, it smelled like static and ozone.
Yes. Yes. It had like, I remember this one we had, it was a 13-inch black and white TV. It was kind of round. It had a white back, a black front, had the knobs for the UHF and the VHF. Yep.
Color?
No, black and white.
No, but it had the knobs for contrast and brightness?
Maybe contrast and brightness, but the speaker was right like, in the front, was like these right. 12 circles
yes.
that were like cut into the plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, dude, that was like, that was the TV to have.
Yeah,
it weighed 700 pounds. It was the size of my laptop.
We had that when
it smelled.
My father decided to get Atari.
Yes.
The very first Atari. That's what we used to play it on.
Yeah. I was talking to a customer about this the other day because I was in this house and I was there forever and we were waiting for equipment to work and we were talking about old nostalgic shit like this. And I said, and I didn't know if he was going to pick up on it, but I said, the thing about the black and white TVs that I always found amazing was I remember watching He-Man.
Yeah.
Right. And thinking that Orko was red. Because it was black and white. I never saw it in color. And he was like,
red?
No, he was purple or blue or something.
I thought he was red too.
No, I think he was purple or blue. Whatever color he was, that wasn't the color I thought he is.
I actually don't remember.
Because you didn't know as a child. I remember having a coloring book and coloring him. And then somebody was like, he's the wrong color. I'm like, how the hell should I know? I watch him in black and white.
You know what I remember from the black and white Hitachi that I had? No, mine was a black on black. It did not have white. But it was a basic, probably the same thing. And what I remember is, again, 10, 13 channels at max. When there was Nickelodeon, not Nick at Night, but Nickelodeon, they had You Can't Do That on Television. And they had the, now God knows.
Oh, he is red. I thought he was blue. That's what it was. He's okay. Red, but I thought he was blue.
And they used to have at, You Can't Do That on Television, where they used to drop water on the chicks.
Yeah.
You say water, you get dumped on. And I left that house. It was in the basement, my grandparents' basement. So, let's see, 16, 15. I don't even know how young I was. But I remember when they used to do that, I would try to play with the contrast, that brightness. Like, I wonder if you could see through these chicks' T-shirts.
If I get this just right, I get X-ray vision. And I, turn into tuning the fine tune knob. Like,
Of course, I never could. But as a kid, and like you're in junior
high, you try
anything. You're like, oh wow, what could I? Oh, and you're like, yeah. Like maybe that's if I tune this right way, I'll get HBO and the boobies.
I used to be able to get pay per view. Ooh,
that was my shoulder.
Yeah, that's good. I used to be able to get pay per view. When remember the old cable boxes. With the knobs that you had to turn?
I do remember those. The only thing we had, we didn't have pay-per-view, but we had HBO, which we could never get in, and Prism.
Prism, yeah. Which was the original Cinemax.
Right, and I don't ever remember. I remember spending a lot of time trying to tune those in, but I never remember.
You could never get them. It was always like, and it wasn't scrambled. It was like this, beep, beep, beep. It was like this flashing.
Yeah, it was never.
We had a box that was, it was one of the first boxes with the digital display on. I don't even want to say digital. It was the LED display.
This is before LED was high tech enough to be in TVs.
Yeah.
It was only on like.
It was red. It was like red LEDs.
And watches.
Yeah.
That was it.
Picture like an old school alarm clock.
Yeah.
And we had one of those and it went up to like channel 99, which was the pay-per-view channel. But if you took the. And this is crazy. I don't know how I figured this. And this is what I do. I get bored and I figure shit out like this. But it was like, this is when I used to watch wrestling. And I wanted to watch the pay-per-view. So I got to channel 99. And if you unscrewed the cable on the back, just to rent, like a thread and a half in, it just was enough interference that it would unscramble the show enough that you could watch it. It wasn't clear. But you could watch it enough to where, you know, I'm not spending $45 for this.
But you could at least hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, you could see it and you could hear it. And it was maybe, you know, like 3/4 of the screen off.
A little bit, fuzzy.
Yeah, it was a little fuzzy.
Yeah. I remember doing that.
the shit you used to do.
We had one that very similar, but it would only go to a certain point. But if you got, I think it was the remote control or was it the box itself? I can't remember which it was, but if you, I remember taking it apart to a certain point, not completely, but you could actually put in the numbers. You couldn't actually go to that channel, but there was a way that you can actually take it apart and get to that channel, and it would paste. You couldn't see it, but it was very similar.
You could kind of hear it.
You could kind of see it. You could kind of hear it. Yeah. And you might spend 2 hours staring there. You'd be like, boobs! I saw boobs!
I saw a nipple!
Yeah. Ah, being a teenager back then. No, not even teenager.
And now you just go on the internet and look up boobs, and there they are.
It's weird.
No imagination for kids now.
God, you remember when there was used to be like Fredericks of Hollywood?
Remember when you had to read books? Hey, who's pulling your driveway?
Next door? Oh. Somebody turning around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're like in between driveways. Whoops. You missed, huh? All right. Well, that was the excitement for the night. There he goes. No, I'm going to try it again. No, now you're going to back out. This is the excitement we have when we sit here. We can see all kinds of shit from this window.
Get out of my lawn, you kids.
Go grab the broom and start shaking them. Get out of my yard!
Last week, I think it was last weekend or 2 weekends ago. It was must have been Saturday or Sunday. I woke up and I looked outside. Excuse me. And then the day I pulled up further so you can get in the driveway.
Okay.
But when I looked outside, you were gone. But there was a spot, because you could tell from the snow.
I saw that morning.
Where someone parked in between the blocked my driveway.
Right in front of the driveway.
And the next door neighbor's
driveway. I couldn't tell if that was somebody had parked there overnight or Stacy's sister had stopped that night to get the dog. Remember? She may have parked there. Because I don't think it snowed after that. It didn't look fresh. That's what I thought. And I was like,
That's possible.
They're not there now, so I don't care. But yeah, there's definitely something.
That was
there.
My only concern is that you were able to get out.
Oh, I would have got out. Oh, it pushed him out of the way. Put it in four-wheel drive, backed up to him.
You probably could have got even if you went this way. But I'm just looking out there, and I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah,
I would have been a dick about it. I would have let them know their car had been out in the middle of the road.
It's just really weird. Everybody who's listening. Normal street, I don't want to say it's a narrow street.
Well, it's a normal Scranton street.
Right,
yeah.
It's a normal street. You could fit two cars down, and you could fit parking on both sides. But my yard, I actually have like a double lot. So I have somewhere I could pull off and parking in front. Up the street, it's tighter.
Yeah.
So there's not as much parking. Now, I would assume, and my brain would go to a place where you're thinking, if you can't find a parking spot, there'll be more cars down here for people up the street.
Right.
Just normal city parking. Not that I live in a city, but the weirdest fucking thing is that people will drive down this entire street, so an entire block long, and I'm a couple of houses down towards the end, and they will stop and pull into my driveway to turn around.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time. And it's not like
You can't pull a U-turn in that intersection.
Right, that is a big intersection.
It's huge. It's like a triangle.
But what fascinates me is that if you're coming down my block and you're like, oh, I have to turn around, you could turn around. But why is it that people don't ever turn around until they get to my driveway?
I don't know.
It's just weird.
It's weird. But see, now I kind of drive for a living. So I would just go down, turn, go back up the block, and come back.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't pull a U-turn. I wouldn't pull in, unless there was no other option.
Well, it's the thing. It's not like there was no other streets. You got this intersection.
Yeah.
And right past the next building.
Yeah, there's an
intersection. There's an intersection. On the other side, there's an intersection.
3, 4, 5, 6 intersections within
a block
of here.
Yeah.
That you could easily turn around.
You see it all the 7. Time.
Because there's the little...
Oh, there's a little... Right, yeah, like a little alleyway.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. People just don't think. I got to turn around now when I just turn.
Which is why I oftentimes will just pull in right to the sidewalk. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, you have people blocking your way there.
Yeah. Well... on that note.
Yeah, it's about time to...
I was just thinking, food.
Food, yeah, I'm starving.
Well, yeah, it's like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. By the time it gets here, it'll be 9.
Oh, excuse me.
Unless we order from over there. It's only 15 minutes. Yeah, it says open.
Well, we could play that by ear.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up.
Yes.
I'm Kurt Zitzelman. We didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, yes, I'm Rocco.
Yeah.
So, anyone who's listening, thank you, and I hope we entertained you. And we're entertaining, at least. Maybe we didn't entertain you. We don't know what
we're talking about, but at least we're good to laugh at.
All this is eavesdropping in on a couple of guys having a conversation. And at least you were amused.
Yeah, I was amused. What the hell is that?
A bottle cap.
And we do a little drinking while we're doing it, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. If at one point we could turn this into a job, we could drink on a job and be fine with it. Because I'm not firing nobody for it.
Wow, you're going to fire me? I'm not going to fire you.
Mm.
Actually, it might be a requirement.
It might be. You gotta drink to be on a job.
But then again, we have been drinking, what's this, my third? And it's Storm King, so it's kind of heavy.
Yeah. And I haven't really been eating at all this week because I've been working so much. So that first one, I was already a little buzzed.
I had an omelet, a bacon omelet today. Bacon and cheese.
I had some Cocoa Puffs. For breakfast. Not Cocoa Puffs. I had some whatever the bags of cereal. The generic Cocoa Puffs.
They're better than Cocoa Puffs.
They are. They really are.
And that was all I had, so probably I should probably eat something.
Yeah, I'm ready for a big dinner.
So anyway,
so yeah,
that was a little distraction. Everyone, thank you for joining.
Yeah, so this is either going to be a bonus episode or a double episode, because I don't know if I'll be around next week to record.
Could always split it in half.
Could always split it in half. So if this is part two of two, then... Now you know.
You're going to know after the fact.
Yeah, we know after the fact.
So if you've listened to two now, thank you. Or if you've only listened to one, thank you.
Then go back and listen to the episode before because you're missing a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
but we don't know yet.
No, we have no idea.
I don't know.
Or maybe not. Or maybe you should play the second half first.
Second half first. If you play it backwards
because the
and you sync it with The Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon,
yes,
aliens come down.
Because the first half... was just kind of talk. The second half was like memories.
Yes, it was like the reminiscing.
So if we play the second half first, and then the first half second, we're actually prepping everybody for the first half.
The first half would be the second half. The
exactly.
Second half would be the first half.
Right. That's what you just said, didn't I?
I think. I don't remember.
That's what she said.
That actually made no sense.
I know.
That did not fit in that context. First half is the second half. That's what she said. What?
Yeah, that's the whole point. If you know what's going on, you're not. You have no idea what's going on.
Maybe when I edit this, I'll just put stuff out of order, and it'll be like a Quentin Tarantino. It'll be like Pulp Fiction.
You know what? That's a good idea. That's actually a really interesting
idea.
How
hard that would be to do. With that's audio?
Idea, man.
I know, but you know how hard that would be to do in audio? Because it would not make any sense to anybody. It'd just be, what the fuck is going on? Well, Pulp Fiction. All right, so actually that might work.
It might work.
I haven't seen that in a while either.
I haven't seen that in a while.
That'd be a good movie to watch.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about getting that on DVD.
I don't think it's on Netflix. I looked for it.
It might be in DVD, but not streaming.
Maybe Redbox.
Maybe Redbox.
I have to check. Okay, so let's order some food.
Anyway, we're going to eat some food, and if we don't hear from you, you may actually hear from us in the next 2 weeks.
That would probably be more likely, since they're not sending us podcasts.
No, but they could send us emails.
They could.
Which is why I said
that's a good segue. Right
there. That was pretty good.
So, yeah. You can always email us at podcasts@primitiveintelligence.com, or visit primitiveintelligence.com, and there's a contact link. Nice. Or we've got a Facebook page. Just look up Primitive Intelligence, which I don't know if you know about the Facebook page.
You told me before. I didn't know. Yeah. You're like, we have 5 likes. I'm like, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I got some free advertising from GoDaddy, who I built the site with.
Oh.
And they...
They went daddy?
It worked.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And then I got Bing. Oh, this is the last thing. Bing. I'm so anti-Microsoft. It's sad. But... So I thought it was Google Ads that we got, $50 of Facebook and $50 of Google Ads. Yeah. It was Facebook and Bing.
Oh.
Yeah. So well, I'm like, all right, well, $50 coupon, I'll use it. They hounded me all week
to use it.
Yeah, because I set up the Bing ads, right? And it's not intuitive at all. So it kept saying that my account was paused. And I'm like, what the hell? It's all set up. Everything's working. I went through all the steps. It's not working. So I gave it some time. It didn't work. And I gave it some time. It didn't work. And I did all the other stuff. So finally, I sent them an email. Or, you know, they've got like a ticket system, like a trouble ticket system. And I got in touch with some lady named Stacy with Bing Ads.
Bing.
I was chatting with her. And, you know, okay, so... As I'm chatting with her, I realized that it went live. So she's like, well, I see the problem.
Don't touch anything.
Right. No, she goes, I see the problem. Let me fix that for you.
No.
Immediately I go, you're full of shit because it is all go live. So she goes, it's all set now. I'm like, all right, thank you. Have a nice day. And I closed the chat session. I was done.
Yeah.
Emailed me and called me all week. We've got this other program called this and if I don't hear from you, just get in touch with me if you need anything. Hi, sir. How you doing? Do you have any... I'm like, Jesus, just shut up and leave me alone. Finally, they closed the ticket.
Good.
But I'm waiting to get another call from like...
You may.
Do you know that we closed that trouble ticket?
Well, here's something I'll say. Microsoft since you were saying evil. That.
Throw that in there.
What is this? March now. For Valentine's Day, I had an issue, and I might as well bring it up. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to
that? Avast Flowers, AVAS, I believe. Avast. I think I might be wrong. You'd have to. I'm sure if you just went online.
If you know of anything that even sounds like Avast Flowers, ignore
don't,
them.
Don't run. Don't do it. Screaming. I mean, maybe they're good. I don't know. But I had an issue with Death in the Family and Stacy's side. And I did flowers to be nice for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Then they fucked it up.
And they fucked it up. Bang. And not only did they send the wrong order, there was no vase. It came in a box, and the card was wrong, which led to a whole lot of issues.
Well, they thought that the card came from
Pop.
Yeah,
and he just died.
He just passed away
like a week before.
I mean, which it's not.
It's a coincidence.
They didn't do it on purpose. But
no.
Wow, how bad can you fuck something up?
Right, and I sent them an email, and I don't think I heard from them like for a couple of days. And I said I want a refund. Like I know it's a mistake, and people make mistakes, but it caused issues,
yeah.
And it made me very upset.
Oh yeah.
And
do you ever hear back from them?
I did get something, and I think they were going to give me. They would not refund me because it's their policy.
Oh, fuck their policy.
Which anyone who works in a business knows that's bullshit.
That just means we don't want to give you your money.
Which that's all that means. Because all that means is if you didn't go high enough. If you went high enough, somebody's going to go, why don't you just give the fucker his money back?
Yeah, I would go higher if I were you.
Well, I was going to. And at the time, they said something like, we're going to give you a dozen roses for next occasion, something. And
I would say I'm allergic to roses. Give me my money back. Unless those roses are made out of money.
I got to a point where I'm like, I have worked with complaints for 15 years or so. And it's the only reason I stopped is because my work life is starting to bleed into my personal life. And I was going into work mode and I'm like, I can't have the two worlds combined.
Well, yeah.
But
that I can understand.
That being said... It doesn't matter what the company's name was, because I don't care anymore. If you decide to look it up, and you find a company like that, I think it was based in Jersey, could be wrong. Whether or not you go with them, your choice. My point of view is when it's something like this, go local.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I did it because I was looking for a certain flower that was not available here.
Right.
And they fucked it up.
Yeah.
So, go local.
Yeah.
Go to your local store. If you got, Google local florists if you gotta. Anything.
Yeah, always try to shop local.
Shop local. Put your money back into the community. Because this, even though it was American, still fucked me.
They don't care. They probably don't even have a local shop. No. They just mail stuff out.
Anymore,
when there's an issue... And now I work with people, and I hate when this happens to me, But unfortunately, it's the only way for anything to get resolved. When there's a problem, I go absolutely nuclear on companies.
We should.
And you have to get anything. If it was a situation where they should just, the company should want to help
you
out.
They should want to help you out.
And they don't. No. So if you don't just absolutely lose your shit on them, you're just going to get stepped on.
Here's a tip I'll give everyone. If you go to a if you're having an issue with a company, and they have if it's a big enough company, they have a web page. Mm-hmm. They are arrogant. Most likely, they're arrogant enough to want to list their vice presidents and their CEOs.
Yes.
Now, it's really just an image thing, not for the company, but for them. If you figure out what their email address is. For the company, let's say for any Joe Schmo, mm-hmm. most likely it's the same format
as the
this name and yes. of the vice president's name or the director's name. So if you are upset enough and have an issue enough, just
make them up.
Sit around for half an hour.
I sent you that email. I sent that one time.
Sit around for half an hour and just Google vice president of such and such company, who. Is this for this company, HR director of whatever.
And send an email.
And you might find a name
yeah.
and send an email. Eventually you're going to hit something.
Yep.
And these are people at such a level, they're not going to do it themselves, but they're going to give it to somebody and you're going to have a better result yeah. than if you make a phone call.
Yep. Well, I had that issue, and I'm not going to mention the company because they did rectify the issue. But I had an issue with the company, and they did not list any contact information for this company anywhere.
Go. Yeah.
So I went to I knew what their company email address was.
Yeah. That's key one at such and such company.
And I went to any company that was even similar in the, what they did. And I found the email addresses for their service, for anything I could find. And I just took the parts of those emails from before the at.
Like,
and I took all those.
Customer support at.
Yeah. At
such
whatever.
And such, or human resources at. Such and such.
And then a lot of times they'll do first name dot last name
yep.
at whatever.
Right.
I had, and I sent you the email I sent that company.
Yep.
I had something like 250 or 300 email addresses that I just assembled from doing that. Sent that email to every single one of those addresses, and I got the problem resolved quickly. Because quickly. More than one of those email addresses hit, and all of a sudden there was a lot of corporate people who were like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah,
and
how did he
why
get us?
Is he
yeah.
sending us email? Yeah. Fix the situation. And it got handled.
Immediately.
Like that. Yeah. Immediately. Quicker than immediately. So, and more than I ever expected.
Right. The tip of the day is if you have an issue with a company, and I'm not saying if you don't have an issue, if it's just like I didn't like their service or what I don't say that. If they didn't deliver on what you exactly. expected
yeah.
and they're not backing it up or... If you have a serious problem, you have everything at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Go online, do a little bit of research.
Yeah. You don't have to be rude about it.
You don't have no.
And actually,
honestly,
that hurts you.
You shouldn't be rude.
Yeah.
You should say, "Please help me. I have a problem." Just say, "Please, please help me. This is the issue I'm having. If you can't help, forward this to whoever can."
Exactly. And you will get a response.
And you will get a response.
You will get your situation. But we're easy to get in touch with.
Oh, yeah. And what's the address again?
Podcast@primitiveintelligence.com.
Podcast.
@primitiveintelligence.com. Yeah. See, we're not so hard to
get. For whatever reason.
For anything.
I mean, if you're a hater, we're probably not going to respond to you.
No, we'll get a good laugh out of it.
We will. And we might bring it up in the future.
Yeah, actually, we probably will, and we'll probably give you shit for it.
But honestly, what the hell?
Yeah. Got an idea? Got a topic? If you've...
Anything.
You just want to say hi?
You can say hi.
Yeah. You want to give Rocco shit for not putting up his bio yet? You can do that, too.
Yeah. You should give me shit.
Yeah.
Because I haven't even been out there.
You don't even know we have a website. He hasn't even been to the website.
I looked at it. On my phone.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah.
Other than that...
He's been busy. I work 80 hours a week, and I have time to edit and post all this stuff. But, no, he works an extra 10 hours behind the desk.
Listen, 10? You know what? Honestly, it's actually funny that you say that.
It's stressful. I know.
I work a bunch of overtime, and I come home, and I'm like, God, I only have like an hour or two, and then I'm going to bed. And then I'm like, and then all of a sudden you're like, I didn't get in till 11. I'm like, you know, fuck you. Like,
how am I supposed to feel bad for myself?
I am supposed to whine like a little bitch. You know, why can't I whine like a little bitch? I can't do it if you're showing me up.
And I just come in, I'm like, well, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. I worked a lot.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you. It's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
What can you do?
Just shoot us a hi. Drop a line. Do you drop lines anymore? Like, not that that sounds druggish, but do people drop lines? Like, drop you a line? Lines. No.
Yeah. No.
Drop a line in a mailbox. I guess that's where the drop comes from.
Yeah, when did that ever come from? Drop a line? Drop me a line?
Drop me a line means probably dropping it in a mailbox. Line might mean drop a telegraph. Line. Telegraph.
Yeah, but you didn't drop that.
It's a telegraph line.
You dropped a line. I have to look that up and see where the origin of that is. Dropping a line.
Well, drop us an email. That doesn't work.
Yeah. Send us an email. Shoot us a line. Shoot us a... I don't know. This has just gone way off the tracks.
I don't know anymore. Yeah. I'm completely... Because I'm thinking about dropping... You know, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Drop me a line.
Compose us a well-thought-out email.
No.
That doesn't sound good.
Honestly, it could just say... Weather. And we'll talk about the weather.
Anything.
Or actually, we may not even talk about the weather.
Probably would not talk about that.
But if it satisfies you as the listener, go right ahead.
Yeah. Weird shit. We'll talk about weird shit.
Or, here's something productive. Anybody out there who likes beer?
Oh.
We are fans of us.
Your favorite beer.
Your favorite beer. And we will definitely try it.
On that topic, what is your favorite beer? Let's put it this way. What is your favorite daily drinker, and what is your favorite, like, I'd like to... So my favorite daily drinker would have to be Yuengling Black and Tan.
My favorite daily drinker used to be Yuengling Lager, both Yuengling. But Yuengling, for me, has to be extremely cold.
Oh, ice crystals in it.
Yeah. And then it's perfect. But I kind of swayed away from that to go to the little bit more hoppy, which explains why I'm drinking the Storm King.
Yeah,
Victory. I like hoppy. It's Victory Storm King Stout. It's kind of a mix between something very hoppy and a Guinness.
Yes.
If anyone out there is curious, so it's thick and it's rich. It's like a, I don't want to say chocolatey, but a real thick dark stout.
Yeah, very dark stout.
It'll kind of slap you in the face with the hops.
Yeah.
That is. Not my daily drink, but that's not my, it's kind of up there.
Yeah. That's a good beer. We're just drinking those, so.
I'd probably have to say for a daily drink, a daily beer, it might be the Yuengling Lager still. Yeah. I'm open for any kind of
advice. Oh, anything, though. Yeah. Yeah. I like, I was really looking for an IPA last time I went and got beer, and I got this local Susquehanna Brewing.
That's delicious.
What's this called? Stock Ale. Sixth generation?
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's very good.
It wasn't what I was looking for, no. But very good.
Anyone local, you'll find that. And I don't think that's anywhere but local.
I've never seen it before.
I was very Pilsner-ish. Then I was with the Yuengling. Then I kind of went way hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the Arrogant Bastard for a while.
Oh, that's real hoppy.
And I was doing, what the hell was the other name of that? Dogfish Head.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff
like
that.
You rave about the Dogfish Head.
No, but I'm coming back from it. The hoppiness is wearing off for me.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes in spurts and fits. Is that the... I like trying to bring up
fits.
Yeah, I like trying to bring up old sayings that you don't hear very often. You don't want that stuff to die.
Well, I'm going to have the spurts and fits in a minute.
Spurts and fits. Sounds like maybe a German like candy sounds factory. Sounds
like a band.
Yeah.
It sounds like a hippie. Not a hippie.
And we're going to go through the tour for the Spurts and Fits and Chocolate Factory. Yeah?
Sounds like a poser band. It's the Spurts and the Fits.
You want some chocolate, maybe? It's the Spurts and Fits.
Listen, you can't talk because you're not hip enough. You're not hipster enough. We're the Spurts and the Fits.
This just like us. What was that movie? Beer Fest. Shits and Giggles. I love the name of that bar.
Whoa.
What was?
That was
we still on? No, that was on? Everything. Everything just kind of browned out. I said, you know what? On that note,
On that note.
Yeah, because we're way into this, and we've been trying to shut this down for like 15 minutes.
And I don't know what, I think that was a brownout.
It may have been a brownout. That, everything.
So let's go take a look at what the hell that
was.
Let's
go see what happens.
And anyone out there, again, beer, thank you. Otherwise, send us an email.
Bigfoot stories. We haven't UFO. We haven't done any paranormal stuff. And we both love that shit. So
Yeah.
Send us it.
Anyway.
I just lost network connection. Oh. So something went down. Somebody hit a pole somewhere. All right. So we're gonna wrap this up because we're gonna get shut down here in a second.
Anyway. All right. Good night, guys.
Take care. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yep. Thanks.
And we'll see you either in a week or two, depending on how I split this up.
All right. Later.
Later.